You are listening to
the Radio Free Podcasting Network.
Your weekly dose of pop culture.
All the movies we've seen.
All your favorite things.
Star Wars.
Twin Peaks.
Game of Thrones.
Kingdom Hearts.
Beloved characters.
Targeted to what's really important to you.
This saber is an important symbol. All of Mandalore might follow you in the dark saber.
I know how to fight. I believe I can learn to use that sword.
The combat training is not as important as what that blade represents.
Right, right. You want me to lead my clan?
You could lead Mandalore.
You believe the dark saber will protect you? It won't.
Anyone can hold the Darksaber. The trick is keeping it, along with your head. Perhaps Mandalore needs chaos if it's to become strong once again. I want to save Mandalore. Mandalore must rise by itself.
Else have an opinion they want to share?
You are listening to Radio Free Mandalore, news, reviews, and occasional interviews from a galaxy far, far away. I'm one of your hosts, Patrick.
I'm Tim.
I'm Kevin.
How's your week, boys?
Dog shit.
Why is that?
Some asshole on the freeway ran over what looked like an exhaust pipe, sent it flying into my front end.
Ooh.
Broke my something called an active shutter grill, active grill shutter. Shutter grill active thumb, I don't know, and probably fucked up my condenser, so I've been driving around for 4 days with no AC.
Oh, that's a lot of fun.
In 100-plus degree temperatures in Phoenix, Arizona, so.
Yeah, at least you live somewhere cool, right?
Yeah.
That's it's disgusting. It's going to
be $500 deductible to get it fixed, so.
Ugh, damn. You couldn't track down that guy, huh?
Dude, I had no idea. So I got hit at, like, 9. I drove back and it stopped working about 9:45. Then I went out later on in the day, still wasn't working, and then the check engine light came on, so I didn't know until like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Yay! How about you guys?
Alright, so you're in first place for worst week. Kevin, can you top that?
I mean, same old stuff, different day, just working. Yeah. Nothing that exciting. Oh, we went whale watching.
Yes.
That was
yes.
a lot of fun. We ran into a dolphin orgy. That was kind of fun, too.
We did.
Yep.
Yeah. Tim, you missed out. Missed out on dolphin porn.
Oh, no, yeah. I've seen that.
But this is live.
Yeah, I've seen that. Wasn't in an ocean or anything, but...
Yeah. I don't want to know what goes on in your house. I don't want to know what goes on at the Aquarium of Phoenix.
Don't you, though?
Yeah, that's about all I got to. Whale watching.
Yeah. We cannot leave that on the creepy note of me going, don't you want to know about fucking dolphin porn? Jesus.
Yep, pretty much.
I left it open thinking one of you would say something, but no, we're just going to leave it hanging right there.
Just going to ignore it. Just going
to
move on.
Yeah, we're used to you. We know. We already know.
Can you at least pretend for the moment's sake?
No. For so? So Star Wars.
Speaking of moving on.
Star Wars is moving on without... Oh, wait, we covered that last week. Star Wars has a director.
I was right!
Star Wars is... from what I saw today, you were only right because... Because
I was right?
Rian Johnson said no.
It's not who did they get. Who did they initially ask? It's who signed on the
dotted line. Just like you said, it's not who did they get. You're right. It's not who did they get.
Who signed? Who signed the deal?
Who signed the deal?
Saddam, who signed the deal?
Kathleen Kennedy signed the deal.
That's right.
You
know who Kathleen Kennedy is not closing the deal with, though?
Me?
Tim Beasley.
Well, I'm not closing the deal with Kathleen Kennedy. She doesn't have to
work. Telling yourself that.
She doesn't have to work to get into my pants. I got to work to get into hers.
Well, you're not working hard enough, man. You know how much better this podcast would be if you had all the inside information?
Do you know how better this podcast would be if we had any of the information?
So how are you guys feeling about the JJ news?
I feel vindicated.
I know Tim's happy just because he likes being right.
Yeah, I do. I love it so much.
I think this will be his redemption. in the eyes of some fans. Not in my eyes. I think he did a good job with episode 7. Mm-hmm. You know, just seeing what just kind of rehashing what I'm seeing on social media. There's actually a lot of people are not happy about it because to some, I'm saying this in air quotes, you know, some Star Wars purists, which I call BS on that one, that they think that JJ ruined the franchise with having a horrible movie. I'm like, it wasn't bad.
Get the fuck out of here.
One was like, you ruined the franchise that I know and grew up with. I'm like, it's time to move on. Like Star Wars is 40 years ago. You know, the original episode 4 came out 40 years ago. This is going to be Star Wars for a new generation. And you're still going to, you know, if you grew up watching this, you're still going to have some stake in this, but you can't sit there and go like, oh, you ruined it because this is not the Star Wars I grew up with. I'm like, get out of here.
I'm just tired of hearing people say like, this ruined the franchise or...
No, it didn't.
George Lucas ruined my childhood. It's like, if you didn't like the prequels, then don't watch the prequels. If you don't like the sequel trilogy, then don't watch it. And then your Star Wars can just be 4, 5, 6. It's just stupid. Get over it.
Well, the whole thing behind it, you ruined my childhood. Did they delete the other episodes? Did they purge them from
exactly
being?
Exactly what they did.
It's fucking retarded in and of itself.
I know.
And I'm sorry. We're adults now, aren't we? Like...
Nope.
Look, I love
me. Speak for yourself.
I love reliving some
nostalgia, man.
But yes.
I got nothing. You already know where I'm going with this.
I'm like, I gave you the floor, young child.
There's a 50-50 chance I'm broadcasting live from a line outside of Toys R Us, okay?
Oh, God, you are, aren't you? That's why you had to go for a second there. The line was moving.
We were moving up.
Moving on up!
Well, I mean, due to this, it looks like the release date has been postponed from May until December of 2019.
I'm very happy about that.
It won't open in conjunction with Star Wars Land at Disneyland.
I'm okay with that. Star Wars has taken over Christmas once again.
Now I just got to bump that Han Solo date back.
I know, right? The Han Solo to December 2018.
That would be nice, but don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah.
What's the date right now?
May 25th, I think.
I'm okay with that. I want to see it now. After all the shit that's been going on, I want to see that one more than ever. I just want to see Paul Bettany.
You just want to see Beckett? Is that what you said?
Garrus? Yeah.
All right, check that off. We got that out of the way.
Yes, I'll say.
Every week. Ahsoka, Mace with Stumps. All right, I think we're good.
We're just saying them out loud now.
We'll start next week and just say everything on the list and just close the show.
Oh, wow. Someone disappeared for a second.
Yeah, I'm just coughing.
You thought we all left you for a moment?
I don't want to be left alone. It's my biggest fear in the world.
My biggest fear in the world is that Ezra turns out to be someone important. Speaking of Ezra turning out to be someone important, Tim, that's where you tell us about your internet theory of the week.
It's not my internet theory.
Oh, this is all you.
This is Kevin.
Well, I found the article. I thought you would just go with it.
I can. I was just going to say, if you came up with it.
No, so I didn't come up with it. I just saw the article on Facebook, and I'm like, ooh, and I just...
Well, ooh. I mean... I meant more, you ruined our day by sending it to us, so if you want to...
No, because I want you to ruin our day even further.
Go for it.
So, I don't know who came up with this.
Someone dumb.
Basically, Kevin found a lovely little internet theory from some internet douchebag troll fuckface that basically says that Ezra are lovable. Stupid, scarred-faced, helmet-headed, weird-ass, non-Jedi, non-Sith, little bitch boy. Is that good enough, Patrick?
Sure.
Is that enough anger and vitriol for him?
Mm-hmm.
Basically saying that Ezra is Snoke.
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys think? Without any discussion, what do you think?
Wait, how do I tell you what I think without having a discussion about what I think?
I mean, without... Going into the theory, what do you think?
Terrible.
Top level. Do you click on it to read more, or do you go bullshit
no.
and walk on?
No, you click on it to yell bullshit and then move on. Yeah. Maybe you read like the first paragraph and you're like, bullshit, and just like, all right, I'm done.
So should I just read it all?
No, it's a long article.
Cliff's notes.
So basically, they're saying that Ezra is Snoke for a various... set of stupid ass reasons. One, that he created a crossblade I don't even think he created it. I'm tripped out by this first point. He found a crossblade.
Yeah.
When the season 2 finale?
Mm-hmm.
They're saying that he created a crossblade. I'm like, where did I miss out on that one?
Correct.
But they're saying that he was...
I know, I don't remember that, but okay.
Yeah, no, well, he
found it on the ground.
Yeah, he found it. It was like old as shit, and it was...
Barely worked.
Yeah, barely worked. But it was a green crossblade. That was why I was kind of like, ooh. But it was from an ancient Jedi. Look like, I'm assuming if we're saying green and blue are Jedi, red is Sith. Looked like a giant Jedi versus Sith battle at the Sith temple where they find the holocron and Ahsoka fights Darth Vader, all that. You guys remember that?
There we go. Tim mentioned Ahsoka. Ding.
Yep.
Two things down. Go ahead.
Get it off my chest. But they're saying he's inventive and he's capable and he builds his own lightsaber. And because he found that lightsaber, maybe that's how he gave the plans to Kylo for him to create his own crossblade saber. He's been seen using the Sith holocron and becoming kind of evil and taking different influences on and, you know, kind of not just following the path of the Jedi. He somehow resembles Snoke because they have long eyes. They have long noses, blue eyes, and have facial scars. But, I mean, Ezra just has a little, like, scratch on the side of his cheek, whereas Snoke has a giant gash down the fucking top of his head.
Mm-hmm.
They said they think that that's going to happen when he fights against Kanan and kills Kanan, that he gets that giant scar on his head, which, pretty sure if the lightsaber hits you there, you'd probably die.
You think?
Or at least you're not walking away from it that quickly. He's seen to have influence over very like force-sensitive abilities, or I should say mind control abilities, right? He's been able to take over animals. He's been able to manipulate opponents. Telekinesis. He's very strong with the force in the sense of his abilities, not just, you know, dueling. So they say that Snoke would have been the same because he was able to manipulate Ben Solo. But we don't know exactly how he manipulated Ben Solo yet, right?
Right.
You know, little bits and pieces, but they're trying to make it sound like he did it from across the galaxy. Whereas it kind of makes it sound like Snoke is around. The way that I've always interpreted it, Snoke was around Ben and kind of pulled him in, similar to Palpatine and Anakin.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Ezra hates the Sith and the Empire. So does Snoke, seems to hate both as well, right? The First Order came up through the ashes of the Empire. So they're trying to make connections that because Ezra doesn't agree with the Jedi way and hates the Empire for what they did and the fact they killed his parents, that he would want to take over, and he thinks the New Republic is taking over where the Empire left off and just kind of being corrupted, so that's why the First Order was created, filling that gap, basically. Another stupid point I thought was the fact that they say Ezra likes to collect helmets, so he would have been the one to collect Vader's helmet, which is like, what? Like, he's the one that gave Ben the Vader's helmet, because, sure, okay, which has been talked about nowhere. Ezra will work with bad guys and like our good friend Hondo.
Hondo!
Hondo!
They claim Cham Syndulla as a bad guy, which is bullshit. He is a freedom fighter. He's a rebel with a cause. And then they said that he works with the Mandalorian terrorist leaders. But where's the Mandalorian terrorist leader? Because there was Mandalorian guards that were on the side of the Empire.
Mm-hmm.
And then
this whole
his
thing is
friends.
Yeah, it's a stretch. I think it's just, yeah, it was just clickbait.
Yeah, I mean, hey, man, someone's got to come up with some new stuff, right?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I think it's clickbait to get more attention for Rebels for the last season.
Rebels! Someone had to say
that. I was waiting.
Which, hey, I mean, I don't even like the idea that Snoke is anyone. I want Snoke to be Snoke.
I think the one glaring fact against this theory is actually in the article. It said that it's the age. Like, Snoke is supposed to, is considered ancient. Like, but so that would you know, I think it would kind of throw a wrench into it, because I think in the article it said that if it was to be Ezra, he would be around like 50-something, 54, 55.
He'd be Luke's age.
Yeah. So throw a wrench into that theory.
How old would he be? Would he actually be 54?
Ezra is Luke's age just by a few days older. He was born on Empire Day, which was the day that the Palpatine becomes Emperor. Luke was born a few days later.
Well, they've also said, you know, Andy Serkis came out when Force Awakens came out and said it was a new character. They have said that he's some sort of kind of like reptilian-like humanoid creature. He's not a human. So, I mean, they've come out and said everything against this, but it's just always funny to hear people's like thought processes on it. Like, how many different random strings can I try to connect?
Yeah, why do you keep coming up with these theories, Tim?
I really don't have anything else to do.
This is what you do at work?
Yeah. I sit there on the can, and I use that as inspiration to write shit on the internet. As I did there.
I think you've got two like of those spinning wheels on your desk. Like on one, you have a bunch of names of old characters, and on the other, you've got new characters, and you spin each wheel, and you're like, tick, 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 tick. Ezra is, and then you spin the other one, tick, 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 Snoke. And then you sit at your desk all day trying to make it work.
I actually spent about 2 years labor intensive, but I think it's coming out to create some really good theories. I created a random Venn diagram creator. So I just type in different things and it populates about 7 different Venn diagrams. I use that to create new theories. So where we have overlap of Snoke and Ezra, we get force sensitive old guy with a scar that somehow is a young boy just a few years earlier. You know, that kind of shit.
All right. I like it. I like how invested you are.
Yeah. Took me a long time. It's a proprietary software. I'm thinking about selling it to Google. Not sure. I just keep it for myself.
So we can pretty much chop that up to bullshit.
Yes.
All right. Put it into the bullshit file. This is where you like...
So the trash can?
Oh, yeah, that too. It's like where you put a little sound clip of someone crumpling up paper.
I could do that.
All
right. Let's throw it into the wood chipper. Can you get a sound clip of a wood chipper, please?
Sure.
So it never comes back ever again?
Yeah, I'll pull it. I'll pull the wood chipper sound from Fargo. The movie, not my dog.
Can you throw that into the fire pits of Mordor for me?
I can do that. Yeah, that theory is so bad, we're going to have to go to Mordor and throw it in.
Exactly. One does not simply walk into Mordor. One theory to rule them.
So, okay. I think we all agree we want Snoke to just be Snoke.
Yeah.
But do you think they will really give us like a satisfying ending to Ezra's story? Or are they going to leave the door open so we're going to have to hear these theories forever? Like, every time there's a new character, DJ is Ezra, Snoke is Ezra, Rey's parents are Ezra. Or do you think that when this season ends, we're done with Ezra?
What do I think is going to happen? What do I want to happen?
Both, please. I'm sure we've talked about this before, but, you know, it evolves over time.
I've got a new thought. I'm thinking very last episode. It's going to build to this. About the third act of the season, you're going to have a switch, and Kanan and Ezra are going to start fighting again, but bad. Disagreeing on everything, philosophy, life, code, credo, everything. And in the last episode, they're going to have it out. Kanan is going to seriously injure Ezra, but Ezra's going to kill Kanan. And as he's trying to limp off, he's going to fall down, and Hera's going to come up and shoot him in the head. Do I think they will do that? No, because it's Disney XD and we'll probably never have a fucking explanation to what happens. I bet Kanan dies, they're going to have some sort of funeral, and then Ezra's going to be like, I can't do it, guys, I'm out. And then just bails on the universe. And then that's where we're going to get speculation forever, just like Ahsoka, of whether or not he's coming back. And fucking Filoni is going to have another t-shirt of Ezra lives, ! Ezra lives, !
I think you're right. I think you summed it up.
Follow us on Twitter. Give us 5 stars. Let's get the fuck out of here and go drink. You guys can talk to that. I was just getting like danger out.
No, no, I think you nailed it right in the head. I think we're gonna have a huge question mark at the end of the season. I think we know that, you know, there are certain characters that are not gonna make it out. You know, we do know that Hera does make it out.
I think we can agree that we did our Deadpool a long time ago, but we should revisit it right before the season starts. But I think, yeah, we all agree Hera's going to make it and probably Kanan's not. The question mark really is Ezra.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's going to be like the ending of season two when you had like...
a perfect opportunity to wrap everything up and then they didn't take it.
Yeah. So it's going to be like someone walking out of a temple. Not Darth Vader this time, but you know.
He'll throw his lightsaber down, showing that he's done, and then he's just going to disappear off into the sunset.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna be pissed.
You got to remember the like arbitrary like put the hood up, right? Put the windy flak jacket up.
Oh, like and then the camera is on his eyes and his eyes are yellow.
No, but they're gonna really try to fuck with us. He's gonna end it. He's gonna be jumping off like a puddle jumper, right? Like off a ship, and he's gonna be like, "What's the name of this system again? This is Jakku." And we're gonna be like, "Ah, you fucking assholes! Like, what does this mean now?" No one like that one?
I thought you were going to go for something like he walks away and then a bald man with a stump and a robotic hand like reaches out to him and says, let me teach you a different way.
Nah, man, he's done being taught at that point. It's time to live. Speaking of living, Patrick.
Yeah.
Hit me with a little celebration music.
Oh, okay. Hold on.
Ooh. Oh.
So I'm thinking this means you've got like some really exciting news for us.
Yeah, I save 15% or more on my car insurance just by switching to Geico.
You just wanted to hear the song.
I did just want to hear the song.
Wow. Now that's a slow news week right there.
So have you heard that there's proof that Leia is Rey's mom in Star Wars The Last Jedi?
Okay.
Because apparently, Billy Lord originally auditioned for the role of Rey.
Oh, there's proof right there.
So that's proof. Oh, man. Slow fucking internet week.
It's like, in a way, it wasn't a slow week because we got the JJ news, but in a way, we'd like...
We knew it was going to happen.
Yeah, we talked about it last week, and it was one of the two obvious choices. So there's like nothing left to say about it, I guess. I mean, I think it's cool that he gets to finish the trilogy he started. Something tells me after Last Jedi comes out, I will have preferred that it had been Rian Johnson. But, you know, JJ's fine. I'm not going to complain. I think that would be my second choice. So works for me. And that's like all there is this week.
Did they say why Rian Johnson declined? Anyone know?
It didn't say.
Just saw something one sec.
If I had to guess, it's probably like with all the other directors deal with. Like he didn't seem to mind that he had to work within their constraints, but it's probably like, okay, I did it once, I'm good. Now I have other things I want to do, and I from like all the buzz around this movie is so positive. Maybe he just feels like, I just made a really great Star Wars movie. Let me just get out right now, you know, and let someone else have to deal with the backlash that comes along with wrapping the story up. Because no matter what you do, somebody's going to be unhappy. So maybe it was a smart move. Just make the middle one and get the fuck out.
Yeah, he recently said in an interview, it was never in the plan for me to direct episode 9, so I don't know what's going to happen with that. For me, I was entirely focused on episode 8 and having this experience. Now I'm just thinking about putting the movie out there, seeing how audience reacts, and seeing how audiences respond to it. So no, I'm not really thinking about that right now. Whoever does it, I'm going to be really excited to be an audience member again and sit down and watch the film, see what the next filmmaker has in store and where the story is going to end up. So it just sounds like he was just...
It was a one and done. Well, I think what he just said, I'm excited to be an audience member, just enjoy it. I think that's ultimately like what he wants. He's like, you know, he's like, I've done episode 8 and I just want to enjoy it for what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I mean, man, you can listen to some of these small to medium sized movie directors talk about spending 18 months on a movie and they're just burnt out from a small to medium sized movie. Think about the size of the scope of this movie. He's been working on it for now 2 years. Like, he's probably just needs a break and just wants to be done with working for a little while. And he'd have to jump right into it. Like,
yeah. And you said 2 years. You know, he's going to have to do another year of like press and stuff after this. Like, it's never ending. So he's probably thinking like, look, if everyone loves The Last Jedi, they'll offer him a spinoff movie at some point, I'm sure. Like, okay, now what do you want to do in Star Wars? And he could probably come back to Star Wars whenever he wants. So, yeah, maybe it's not the most appealing thing to jump right into the next installment.
If 8 is good, how sweet would it be if JJ, Rian Johnson, and Ron Howard are just switching up all the movies?
Sure.
Just one after another. They're just like the three guys that do them. I guess that also is contingent on Han Solo being good. But name me something that Ron Howard's worked on that hasn't been good.
That's the thing, like his movies, and I think it was Ralph Garman that said this, like even when they don't do well financially, he still puts out a quality film.
Yeah. Oh, can we get the celebration music again?
Oh, sure. Cool. All right. Kevin's got something for us.
All right.
Something worth celebrating, I think.
Breaking news out of the Bay Area.
Okay.
Dodgers win. Two in a row.
I've killed the celebration music.
As I said, like abbreviated.
I believe the Angels won tonight too.
They did, 9-1.
All right, well, in that case.
Now, God damn it, come on. Overusing the music. You're now misusing the music.
I don't have to take me out to the ballgame queued up. I'm going to have to build a whole soundboard of all the stuff we usually use, so I don't have to do it in post. Like a true Morning Zoo radio show.
Did you guys watch In the Heart of the Sea?
No.
Which one was that?
Moby
Dick?
Yeah.
I think I saw it.
I'm looking at Ron Howard's directing credentials, and I'm liking it.
Yeah. He's going to pull this movie together. Somehow, and it's going to be good.
I mean, all you got to see is Willow.
And then I would really like to see them let him do a Star Wars movie from beginning to end and see what it would be like if he didn't just come in and pick up somebody else's work. I think that would be great.
Can we get together and watch Willow, you guys?
Yeah. Are you coming out?
Excuse me?
Are you going to drive out to California, or are we coming to Arizona where you don't have air conditioning?
I have air conditioning in the AC. What the fuck? I have air conditioning in the house.
Yeah, want to try that again?
You guys got anything else? Any other news?
No.
Nothing that I can think of. Really slow week. We need a movie to come out or something.
Yeah, right? Maybe we should finish up that Darth Maul comic book series.
Oh, yeah. Huh. The comic book guy contacted me and was like, hey, man, do you still want your comics? So I suppose I should probably go in there and get them.
You had a guy picking up comics for you each week?
No, I have a pull list. So they pull all the Star Wars comic books as they come in. But yeah. I haven't been in since... I don't know, like the entire summer because I was like saving money for our New Orleans trip.
Jesus. So,
there's probably quite a bit in there.
Probably.
We got anything else or we want to call it a night? Kevin, you got anything else? Any Legos?
No, I don't.
All right. Nothing from you, Tim?
Legos. No. Okay.
Well, I know you don't have Legos.
No, I thought it was
funny. Know why, too.
You have any new Legos? You got to stop with that shit.
What?
Nah.
You got to stop with that shit.
My Lego jokes? You don't like them?
My fingers can put together Legos.
Nope. Prove it.
No, I will say this. We do need $800 to buy the new Lego set.
Yeah, we really do. I think we're going to need to start a Patreon and have people support our podcast just so we can buy Lego.
Yep. I'm down.
We should get some people to listen to our podcast first.
Well, I mean, if you're going to insist on doing everything in order.
Yes. So you want to go like original trilogy, then prequels?
Yeah, exactly. First? 4, 5, and 6. First we make the money.
First we get the all money. Right. Then we make the content to make the money.
Right. It all works out in the end. Don't worry.
Mm-hmm. First you get
it's all about money. What order you listen to these episodes in.
Then you get the bitches. What?
Okay. He's... I think that's it for this week. All right. So our show's wrapping up here.
What?
A little outro music. Huh? We were a little tired this week. I'm gonna liven it up. Follow us on Twitter at RF Mandalore or follow the network at RF Podcasting. Check out our website at radiofreepodcasting.com. And that's about it. Tim, take us out.
I fucking hope that. Oh, I don't get any music.
You want music?
Oh, God. What is it going to be?
Sad Hulk music.
Oh, I don't have it queued up. I'm sorry. But, Tim. Wow. Go ahead and give us your outro. Now tuned into the motherfucking greatest.
Why do you have so much Jay-Z? Turn the music up in the headphones.
All right, now, Tim, there's regular music that goes along with you when you do this.
Just letting you know, as we do each week, the views and opinions expressed on this podcast by the hosts and their guests are theirs alone and do not necessarily represent or reflect those of the Walt Disney Company or Lucasfilm. With that being said, random internet fucker, your slope theory really sucks.
But we're going to need you to actually open a beer right now and say, ah, Star Wars.
I don't have any beer, though.
Damn it.